Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Back to wrap things up with you on a Tuesday evening. Larry Bluestein along with Danny G. Hope everybody's staying safe and dry out there. Kind of a little rainy in South Florida. Tomorrow will ramp up a little bit more. Let's pray for everybody to come out of this okay. And especially what a week with the high school football playoffs starting this week as well. You know, I want to tell you a little bit about SB Live Sports, Florida's newest high school sports media company. SB Live Sports has built a team of top-notch sports writers, photographers, and videographers. It spreads them out across the state to provide comprehensive coverage of all big games. SB Live Sports also writes feature stories and profiles, publishes breaking news, and provides the latest updates on recruiting. In addition, SB Live Sports has become a leader in tracking and publishing scores, including live updates. And we'll need that during the playoffs coming up. I encourage you to download the SB Live Sports app today. It's completely free. You'll be amazed at the volume of content that they're putting out on a daily basis. If you want to SB Live on the web, go to them at www.scorebooklive.com. That's www.scorebooklive.com. Then click on the Florida tab for all the news from the Sunshine State. Again, download the SB Live Sports app. Visit them on the web at www.scorebooklive.com. You will certainly be glad that you did. As we turn our attention now, you know, when I was going to have Frank on at the beginning, I was going to talk about some of the playoffs, but in light of what's going on with the University of Miami, and because he is a big part of the Canes County of the Rivals website and the Rivals company, I want to talk a little bit about Miami's recruiting. And this is a big topic. A lot of people have been talking about, can Miami hang on to these guys and in the light of what's going on? Well, Frank Tucker would know everything about it. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Frank, thanks so much for taking the time. Hope you're staying dry this evening.
Yeah, trying to. A little difficult with this storm coming through, but yeah, a lot going on with Miami. Recruiting still looking good despite a really rough season, though.
You know, Frank, and this is the one thing, whether it's a podcast or just me writing or just people, you know, sending me messages, they want to know what's going on recruiting-wise because of the fact that, you know, they've, you know, I say, and I'm sure you're going to agree, that Mario Cristobal and this staff are selling the future. They're not so much selling 2022 because they know it's not their roster. Obviously, it's not the kids, for the most part, that they have been recruiting. But you look at the 2023 class, and I know you know all the kids on the 2023 class and have had an opportunity to watch the IMG group. Do they hold on to everybody?
I think they hold on to everybody that they currently have committed in the class. There are a couple guys that could be fringe players late in the process, like Emery Williams, who's been flirting with teams like Florida State and Auburn. Kiska, the third tight end in this class, so you could possibly see him start flirting with other teams. But overall, this is a really strong, tight-knit group that sees the future of Miami and a potential opportunity for early playing time. So I don't think that Miami really loses anybody in this class. I still think that there are some big dominoes that they could potentially push over that could make this class top five. But this is a top 10 class that's going to stick, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And the very fact, as you just mentioned, I mean, you look at Ohio State, you look at Michigan, you look at schools like Alabama and Georgia and the guys, the teams that are up towards the top, if you go to those schools, you may not be in the pecking order right away. You may have to sit for a year. You may have to play special teams. In Miami, you get an opportunity to be in the mix. I mean, at least they'll give you an opportunity. It's just like we're talking about Ja'Cari Brown. Here's a guy that, by all rights, next spring will compete for a starting job. Maybe if he was in another school, he wouldn't have that opportunity. But my point is this, and things are going to get really, really heated come this next cycle, because the transfer portal, in my estimation, Frank, will be the most active ever, because there's a lot of sophomores, a lot of juniors that are sitting there thinking, wait, these freshmen have never played a down and they're getting all these NIL deals, but yet I've proven myself. Do you agree with that? That this portal now is going to, the stakes are going to go up, because there's going to be guys like Amesador. There's going to be guys like Caleb Young that are going to come along and say, listen, my value has got to be a lot more than that 18-year-old kid who's never taken a snap.
100%. And that's the gray area with the NIL world, that a lot of these kids are going to see a freshman coming in and making upwards of $250,000 a year in some cases, and not cracking the top three of the depth chart and making more money than them. So, yeah, it could potentially be a problem. I think overall, the best teams are going to be able to control their kids. The Alabamas of the world are just going to take advantage of that opportunity and not really be hurt by it, in my opinion. It's something that we got to see. It's going to be a little bit of a rat race. It's going to be the wild, wild west in a lot of different ways, as we're seeing with the 2023 class in recruiting. A lot of these kids are committing to schools not based off what they feel is the best fit. It's based off of where they can maximize their profits a lot of the times very early on in their recruitment.
Yeah, no doubt. Frank Tucker joins us. Keynes County does great job with the recruiting. Also, he checked out a lot of the high schools. With the state playoffs coming now, a lot of eyes are going to be on a lot of these big-time football players, whether they're committed to Miami or in like American Heritage's case with Fletcher and Ennis both on their way to Ohio State. You still got Brown, who's a very big-time commodity on that program. The St. Thomas Aquinas's with quite a few kids as well. The Chaminade Madonnas, who have, you know, Edwin Joseph, who we have said all along that here's a guy that, with all the talent they have on that team, may be the most valuable, because he's not only been a producer, but he's also been a leader. And that's not really easy to find in this day and age. You look at Central, the same thing with a Bain, Keon Jenkins. Talk about how much you think that these playoffs mean for these kids as far as in their recruitment. A lot of guys haven't made their decision yet. Do more teams come in during these playoffs, or does somebody like a Bain already know where he's going? Or can someone come in and sway these guys just by seeing them play an extra 3, 4, 5 games?
I think overall for the blue chip kids, they pretty much have an idea of where they're potentially going to be by the time early signing day comes around. But the Keywon Jenkins, the lights outs of the world, the Teron Dickens of the world, those kids have a huge opportunity to stretch out their season, accumulate more film, play really good competition, especially late in the playoffs, and kind of stamp themselves as a potential Power 5 prospect. You know, you're seeing lights out start flirting with some of those Power 5 schools despite being committed to FIU, and say Central plays 5 or 6 more games and he continues to put up huge numbers, there might be an opportunity for him to be a Power 5 quarterback. Same thing with Teron Dickens. He has already broken the Dade County passing record, but if he can stretch out his season even more, especially after missing a few games during the year, you could see some teams that miss out on some quarterbacks potentially come back into the race for a Tiger.
You know, Frank, we got a chance to see Colin Hurst the other night, and this is a guy who's been as productive as anybody over the last 4 years. He's maximized his talent Where does somebody like that end up? Because you've got a guy who may be undersized, but his arm strength is there, his accuracy is there, and he's a very intelligent kid. Where does somebody like that end up? Because wherever he goes, he makes a difference.
I think at worst case scenario, he ends up at an FCS program, a strong FCS program. We've seen short quarterbacks in the past end up going to school, earning themselves a scholarship, the Brody Palhages of the world, the Nick Scalzos. It only takes one school to fall in love with you. He already has a few offers. They really need to ramp it up, in my opinion, because he is so deserving of that recruiting attention. He is another kid that was potentially a record-breaking quarterback in Broward County, and if he's able to stretch that season out even more, he's another kid that could really get some recruiting attention. I think it's a little unfortunate that schools like FAU and other local programs haven't really, kind of looked deeper into him, because he is such a talented player, four-year starter, 4.540. You said the other night, he was balling against Plantation, throwing the deep ball accurately to Santana Fleming. He's deserving of being a FBS prospect, but I think at worst case, Adam Rakovich will get him into school at an FCS program.
No doubt. Before we let you go, we're going to have you on in a couple of weeks. We'll push your All-Star game, which is coming up at the end of December. We'll let everybody, in a couple of weeks. We'll get you back on. How can everybody follow you in the meantime, social media-wise, and your website?
Yeah, first off, please follow Canes County on Twitter and Instagram. We have an incredible website. You can find us at miami.rivals.com. You can also find us at canescounty.com. You can find me on Twitter at the Crib South Florida, also on Instagram. We put up at least 5 items a day with great Canes content, very in-depth. We have an incredible team led by Marcus Benjamin, our publisher. So please take a look at us. We got a free 30-day trial that you guys can take advantage of, especially with the end of the 2023 cycle coming.
Good stuff. Frank, thanks so much. We'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks, Larry.
Good job. Frank Tucker rounds out what has been a really good show. Don't forget, we'll be back with you next Tuesday, kind of a late night edition. It'll be 9:30 up until 11:30, but we'll kind of get it out there. Danny G, thanks so much. We'll hook up with you next week. Stay safe.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.